now turn your attention to that issue of the amount of fires and the amount of burning that is going on at the moment, but here in Kerry, particularly I suppose in West Cork over the weekend, we had reports and emails in from listeners about the fires down in South Kerry, in and around Carseveen and Waterville. With me on the line to talk about this is Kenny Jones, who is chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Kenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jordan. Thanks very much for having me on.
What's your reaction to the people who would have concern seeing, I suppose, some of what's happening to our hills and our countryside at this time of year?
First of all, let me say that we don't don't control any condone any uncontrolled burning or anything like that. But we are for years looking for a better management of our hills, and we're actually looking for at the moment is that would be extended to the month of March. The control burning should be in better vegetative management, help farmers to eligible for payments, and reduce uncontrolled wildfires. I mean, farmers don't burn hills indiscriminately. They burn their hills to control vegetation. I mean, and it has to be controlled, or else we will have an outbreak of uncontrolled fires later in the year.
So it has to be controlled in out of the burning season. If it's not done now, then it'll be done, and it'll be done obviously during the period which it's illegal to do it later on in the year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we saw with the last couple of years, we can see fires out in April and where they go, and they do untold damage to the biodiversity in the area and wildlife and everything like that. Wherefore, if it is done in a controlled manner this time of the year, we are definitely in support of it.
Is it being done in a controlled manner, Kenny, is the question, though, I suppose. With the number of them,
Yeah. Well, as I said at the outset, we don't control any... we don't condone anyone that will go along and set fire to a hill and just walk away. I mean, it has to be done in a controlled manner. And we have been campaigning through the Hill Committee and in IFA for this for the last years.
I mean, yes.
Burning in February can be difficult a lot of the time, and because of weather conditions or whatever. I know it's an exception at the moment because of the dry weather.
Yeah.
Control burning into March, we'd be campaigning for that.
So. Would you want it to go to the 1st of April?
In
Northern Ireland?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because, I mean, to maintain farming in these areas, the vegetation on the hills have to be maintained, and we want to maintain farming, and it will to fully respect the logical value. I mean, the biodiversity and things like that in these areas have a part to play in, we'll say, carbon emission or whatever, and like if they have to be farmed, and if the vegetation isn't controlled, it will just go completely wild, and you'll have nothing on it. Maybe more of these fires.
But how do you react then, Kenny, when you talk there about protecting biodiversity, but in the same sentence you're talking about burning and burning the land to control the vegetation in a certain way? Like, there's people who would say, look, that's completely at odds with, you talk about, you know, allowing the land to go completely wild. There's a strong move now, there's a push at a European level for that to happen. They want land to go wild for biodiversity, to control the carbon, to increase biodiversity and reduce some of the habitat loss and the species loss that we've been seeing over the last number of years. Isn't that where the argument is, I suppose?
I'm conscious of that
reality that presents then for hill sheep farmers and others whose livelihoods depend on the way they've been doing things for generations. If you go down that road of rewilding land, what does it mean for local communities and farming itself?
Yeah, well, just on the leaving it grow wild and the rewilding of these places, I mean, there are certain plants, I don't think that if they're uncontrolled, that they will they'll just grow wild, and it'll just be completely barren in time to come. Barren meaning that there'll no bit of wildlife at all there if you leave the vegetation grow and grow year on end. You'll end up with a mat of stuff on the mountain that will be useless to anything, you know. Even the birds or with grouse or whatever like that, or the hen harrier and all, there'll be nothing to feed.
Because
if it's controlled, you'll have some new growth coming on the whole time.
I understand what you're saying. What they would argue is that it'd be a controlled rewilding, that things would be planted and more traditional species would be planted there to try and recover from the constant grazing, or the overgrazing is what they would say.
Yes, but how do you control up the side of a mountain where no machine or anything could go? I mean, yeah. You have to, you know. I mean, there has to be common sense here in this, you know. And yeah. Rewilding is all fine, but there has to be control of the vegetation that is there.
Yeah,
or you will see the likes of what happened in the national park. Two years ago now at this stage, where it just went out of control completely and did untold damage.
Huge damage. Ken, look, 1st of March is where it stands at the moment. The department will put in place its you know, fire alert system after that. They have a fire danger rating system for the season. They advise fire stores and managers they should check and update their fire plans and other contingencies to make sure that that's the situation, make sure that things are as protected as they can. It comes down to, I suppose, Wednesday, 1st of March, not allowed burn after that. Would you be hoping that there won't be any burning after that, or that this period of dry weather would have allowed whoever needs to get their land into order?
Yeah, of course. We hope that it would finish tomorrow or after, whichever the first of March is, because it is not allowed, and anyone that will be burning from now on will be breaking the law. But that doesn't say that any fire that was caused by farming, it could be caused by other things. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it is with vegetation so dry at the moment, it could be caused by somebody throwing away a discard a cigarette in the side of the road or whatever. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, you just can't blame farmers just because you see a hill on fire that it was farmers that set fire to it. That's all.
Okay. All right, listen, Kenny, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us on the programme this morning.
Okay, thank you for bringing me. Okay, bye.
No problem. That's Kenny Jones there, who is chair of the IFA in Kerry, the Irish Farm Association. For more on this now and going to the fire services and the pressure, I suppose, that they're under in terms of call-outs, we have Michael Flynn, Assistant Chief Fire Officer with the Kerry Fire Service. Michael, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gerry.
Tell us what it's been like the last couple of days, I suppose, and what the season has been like in general for these sort of call-outs.
Yeah, we've had a busy weekend there, Gerry, since Friday. I suppose we've had 33 gorse fires, and we're out again this morning at them. So it kind of started off on Friday with 5, then Saturday and Sunday with 14 each in both those days. And this morning, again around inch back that way, people were concerned about their houses being threatened, so they called out the fire service. So Cloughlin and Dingle are back around there at the moment dealing with that.
Okay, so you're back there, and there's an issue with, I suppose, something. If you're called out, Michael, is it does that mean a fire has gone out of control? If you're called into action,
yes, more than there's a system there for the burning, right? So, like, it's the legal period at the moment, so people are entitled under the Wildlife Act to burn, and from the 1st of March on, it's gone. So tomorrow's your last day of burning. And that, like, now, if you are going to burn, like, you need to assess it. Like, is the weather suitable? It being dry and sunny may be good, but if the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, if the wind is blowing into the local primary school and all the smoke is going in there, you shouldn't be lighting, you know. Like, so these are the kind of just general concerns that people who are going to be burning the land need to consider. So what happens is we get a call out, either if there's a neighbour or friend or a school, somebody rings it in saying, look, there's a fire here, we believe it's out of control, we'll go out and we'll assess it. If it needs to be put out, we'll put it out at the time. But saying that, there is a system there where farmers do, it's called control burning, where they go out, they need to identify a plot of land that they're going to burn. So the assessment is, again, we'll burn that. Now, you're meant to start early in the morning, you're meant to notify the local fire service, you're meant to notify your neighbours. If you're burning near forestry or the national park, you're meant to get written permission off of them, you know. So there is a procedure there, and that, whether it's fully followed and all that, but we do get notified. People ring the 999-112, which is and ask for the fire control centre. It's above in Limerick, and they log control burning, as we call it. So what happens is, when that's logged with us, if people are there and they say, oh, we see a fire at the side of the mountain, we're unsure if it's being managed or not, our control centre has a reference in, and we check who is that. Have we logged it on our system? If we have, we contact the people and they say they're okay, they know it's burning away. If we don't get a call or it's not registered in our system, we'll send out the fire service to check the area to see what's happening outside there.
Yeah, 33 call outs. Does that put your resources under pressure, Michael?
It does, like you just sitting before the news there, Jorgie McCall, like we have a road traffic accident on the Killarney Milltown Road.
We're dealing with that. Road closed at the moment.
The road closed. So, like, because Killarney are dealing with a Gorsware, we have Killarney and Castle Island dealing with that incident. Over the weekend, we had over 10 other calls, like, so we had road traffic accidents, chimney fires, ambulance assists, house fires. We have to deal with this, but like the other side of it is like we're burning in Kerry here, but they're also burning in Cork, so we have to send fire brigades in Kinmare down to Castledown Bear to help them out, you know. So
yeah.
While it's Kerry, it's also West Cork we're dealing with it, like. So I happened to be in Carrigrohane yesterday, just a personal visit, but driving down there, I'd say if I counted between Killarney and Carrigrohane, 100 mountain fires or smokes billowing in different locations. No, most of them were not going to cause any hazard really. It's where if we're burning near to urban areas, you know, and that's where the smoke is going to affect people, or it's going to, the wind is going to change and it's going to threaten people's houses. That's where people are ringing the fire service and they're getting concerned, and that's where we go out and we deal with it then, you know.
Yeah. Look, is it happening in terms of the call-outs? Like, you 33 over the weekend, like, you know, how many of those are notified of the fire service in advance?
I suppose, you know, we'd have to go back 10 years ago or more here. Last year we had just over 100 out of control or wildfires, gorse fires. We'd go back 10 years ago, we were dealing with 650 of those, you know, right? So it has reduced. While nobody was doing control burning 10, 15 years ago, as in ringing the fire service, they are now. You know, so we are getting calls. We are logging them up, and they are known. So people, the vast majority of people are ringing it in. They're following the procedure. There isn't a problem. But what happens is, you may have a plan in place, but the Mother Nature has another plan. And the wind will change, or something goes wrong, and it's all this, like, at the moment, like Saturday, we had an easterly wind. You know, right? So people, generally, everybody goes, oh, we always have a southwesterly wind here, and I always light here. These guys have been burning their lands for generations, and they always do. But the wind was coming from a different direction, you know. So it changes the dynamics of what's going to happen.
Yeah. Do you expect to be out a good bit more today, and perhaps maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, today and tomorrow, though, we take it at the moment that people are on the legal side of the Wildlife Act, that they're able to burn, but from the 1st of March on, it's a different. The burning of open countryside isn't allowed under that. So any fires we will go out to between the Department of Agriculture or the different state agencies, we meet on a regular basis. Like, we will be, they will be, either the Department of Agriculture will be tracking them, or we'll be reporting them, that, you know, that there was something suspicious about these fires. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Michael, look, thanks very much for talking to us about that. Any advice for people just finally as we head to the next few weeks?
Yeah, well, it's like if you're the landowners, you shouldn't be burning the mountain. That gate is gone. And other people who are climbing mountains and that for leisure or pursuits like that, like, the ground is very dry. We haven't had rain in a few weeks, and it doesn't look like it's raining for another few days. So even a small barbecue or something, it can just get out of control, you know, if people don't care. And that's like the National Park of all signs up now around the place. I noticed them there as well, because people don't realise, like there is no fires to be lit in the National Park or near forestry, like, whether it's barbecues or anything like this. There's just no fires, especially at this time of year where we haven't had rain and the ground is very dry, you know. So people just need to be careful there.
Okay, all right, spot on. Listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that and updating us on the situation this morning. It's Michael Flynn, their Assistant Chief Fire Officer for Kerry, talking about the number of call-outs that they've had.